One moment. Ha-de-da-ma. Ha-de-da-ma. Rama, Rama. So, our little workshop is all about developing at full attention and full concentration. We know that our chanting is successful at the moment when our consciousness is no longer covered by offenses. Just like a person can only experience the refreshing cold of an ice block when he has an uncovered hand, or just like you can taste only the sweetness of a sweet ball when you don't have a cloth on your tongue, you can only taste the nectar of the holy name or Nam Rasa when your heart is free from the covering of offenses. Now it may be difficult to work through all the 10 offenses. You will see that these offenses are mostly offenses which are done outside of the practice of chanting. For instance, to blaspheme devotees. You usually don't do this when you chant. You don't chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nitkov, Nitkov. You know, and you chant. Or to think the demigods are independent or superior than Lord Vishnu. You don't think of demigods usually when you, or you don't disobey the order of the spiritual master when you chant. Maybe that's the only time in your life when you obey the order of the spiritual master who told you to chant. In other words, all the 10 offenses are really things which we do in our lives. There's only one offense which we can work on while we chant, and that is the offense of being inattentive while chanting. During the immediate practice of chanting Hare Krishna, only the offense of being inattentive can be committed. And it's interesting to hear that just like a big tree, this was once a big tree, a banyan tree, I hear, from Vijay Gauranga. Just like a big tree comes from a root, in the same way, the offenses which you commit in life are coming from the root of inattention. In other words, if you learn to make your practice of chanting Hare Krishna, all it should become, that is an attentive attentive practice, you will not have to worry about any offenses any longer, because you just don't find in your heart the desire or the mood to commit them. A good chanter does not offend devotees, doesn't think anyone is superior to Krishna. A good chanter is not committing sinful activities. A good chanter does not remain attached to aham and mameti. A good chanter is also honest with himself when he sees that there are some subtle attachments which he needs to batsate, to throw out of his heart. So, attention is something which you can learn. The first advice which we gave you was to use a traktaka, the concentration of your eyes on the Hare Krishna mantra. My dear devotees, by this, just looking, or you can also look at the deities. That's also possible while you chant. Just focusing your gaze, you will activate this center, which is for concentration. You know, in one of my very, very good devotee friends, always eats too much and has, I mean, it's embarrassing to say here, but he always has affairs with ladies. He is over 60 years old. It's about time now to not eat too much and you know, and so on. But he says he can't stop it. So what we did is we sent him to an acupuncture person who puts the needle in the ear where, according to Chinese medicine, there is the lust center. And when the needle is in there, you don't want to eat and you don't want to... Hare Krishna. So it does something to your thinking, at least for already two months it works. So let us see. So the acupuncture is not, the needle in the ear is not important. It looks a little strange, but he doesn't care. The point is the effect. So when you do this focusing your vision, the effect is a subtle acupuncture in your body. You will be concentrated. Now, of course, the Hari Nam is important and the deities are very important. I don't want to say that this analogy only works on one point, not on two points. In the analogy, you did something with a certain center in your consciousness and you blocked it, and the center was not so important, nor was the needle important. But here in the chanting of Hare Krishna, if you can just focus your eyes on something transcendental, the holy name or the deities, you will be more concentrated. Try it. These things are something which you should take as notes in your japa practice. No? In Goloka Dham, the devotees sometimes have this practice that they sit before Radha Madan Mohan when they chant their rounds. They're very concentrated usually. It's very nice to see. So please do this. Don't wander around everywhere and have the radar chanter where you see everything. Like a radar. Do we say radar? Radar. Same. Radar. Yes, radar. It almost sounds French. Radar. In French we would say radar. So in the yes. You please try this. Now we will work with another means to concentrate. We will learn to concentrate on sound. This is much closer to the chanting of the holy name than any other practice. And I would like to now train you a little bit. I have my own little vase, but... Krishna. I would like to... Are you ready for a Radhonitsa? Yes. Dobro. Sedite. please sit properly, Venugopal. And please learn this. I can guarantee you, when you learn this, I will train you a little bit so that when you sit down in the temple, you always do this. So where do you start? At the hip... You bring it forward. Please put your hands to the hip and just experience it, because most of you are not body conscious like me. So just tilt it forward. Then, straight line in the spine, and then bring your shoulders back. See, most of them, they go like this. But this, then your head Remember, fire is before your nose. I have to go a little bit back. It's a little strange in the beginning. If you do this for some time, you will see that the energy is going up and down very nicely, and you will have more energy for chanting and for concentration. Now, when you're ready, please close your eyes and immediately focus on your breathing. You won't feel tired when you focus your attention on your breathing. Only when the mind is not focused, it will space out. As you breathe in, imagine your spine is lengthened. And as you breathe out, imagine the air leaves your lungs and your body, and the shoulders go down in a very relaxed way. Do a few breathing exercises, please. Breathe through the nose, please, in and out. And your consciousness should be with the breathing. Don't space out, then you will get tired. Now I will request you to identify specific noises. I will make signs for you, and I will make some noises. Keep on breathing, Venugopal. Concentrate very intently, not only on the sound, but more so on the experience of hearing. What is it like when the sound travels through the ether, comes into your eardrum, and then reaches your awareness? So here comes the first sound. The experience of hearing. Thank you. Here comes the second sound. You can think of identifying the sound, but more important is the experience of hearing. Here comes your third sound. Sorry, that is a little shocking. Comes again, but notice, what do you experience? And third time, it's not so pleasing, I know, but here comes your fourth sound. Don't worry, it won't be so shocking. Comes your fifth sound.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue to inhale. As you inhale, imagine your spine is drawn up to the sky, and as you exhale, the air is coming out of you and your chest, and your whole body is compressed. Now please rub your hands like this and cover your eyes for a moment. And as you bring your hands slowly away from your eyes, look into your palms as if you are seeing them for the first time. Dobro. I like to... Hare Krishna, sorry, too brittle. What were the sounds? Anyone remembers them? Water. What water? Thermos? Oh, yeah. Didn't have anything else. Yeah. No, I... What? I took Besa's page, and this is what is left of it. I'm very sorry. No, this is the fourth. Yes, something else. What? Yes, that was what you thought. Amala Harinam to be a wrapping was. It's a little creative. The yeah? Oh, sorry, Ananda Gopal. And then the paper, and then we took our own mouth and chanted Hare Krishna. Krishna says, I'm the sound in ether. He's every sound, but he's especially there in the Naam Prabhu. And I want to now make you sensible to the art of hearing. It is a very, very nice exercise, but you won't need to do it every time you chant. It's just for the Radionats and the Radionitsa, and that Croatian TV is not there. It will look a little funny, but I want to request you to just hear yourself chanting better by doing a very interesting yoga thing. You just take your left hand to the rim of your left ear and then bend the ear a little forward. And then you chant chant and speak. You will hear yourself different. Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Amazing sound, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. What you should do is, you should just have the experience of hearing
And what we will do together is, we will really try to concentrate ourselves on the sound. I believe, Manjulali, you are doing this sometimes. Have I seen it correctly, or have I seen it with someone else? I'm sorry? When it's loud in the temple room. Yes. Once again, it's very important for me that you understand. We will now concentrate on the experience of hearing. And I request you to chant in your own voice. We won't chant all together. But please, this time, chant a little bit softer than you usually chant. And second rule, a little bit slower, not as fast as you usually chant. Because once again, the idea is we want to just sharpen our hearing. See, most of the time we have developed a very bad habit in our japa. Our chanting and the sound is here, and our mind is here, and they are not connected. We seem to not be able to bring them together. But the moment you are ready to experience something, you have to be present there. Experience means the mind and everything is present. So it's only a little device, you could say, device or arrangement to bring the sound and the experience and the mind. I'm sorry, I want to say it again. This with the telephone chanting, I call it, because it looks like a mobile telephone, like from Govinda Nandan. He has two mobile telephones, I have noted. By just making this trick of experiencing sound, we are bringing the mind to the sound. And this is a very powerful exercise. I'm a little sorry that it looks a little foolish, but we are not here for the TV, and we want to experience something. So, is it really clear? Who has a question how to do it? Yeah, yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare. Yep. Thank you, Divashi Narada. I'm very much aware of just pressing this, but then the sound is not the sound which we want to have. We want to have this sound for a certain yogic reason. When you have this, like many devotees do, just press it, you have a bony sound. Bone. Bones? How do we say bones? Kosti. Hare Krishna. We want to really, it's more what creates, when you make it sound here, then it goes through the whole bones, the skull and so on. It's almost like in a violin, it's a violin body. But we want to just, as the sound leaves our ear, we are more in this ethereal sound, interested in this ethereal sound, not the bony sound. So please, it's very, very good that you have made this comment, because we really want to distinguish between the two sounds. So here is where the ear ends, and you just bring the ear a little bit forward, maybe 3 centimeters, and then with this hand you build like a scoop. Scoop means this, like a spoon. And you speak really in this direction. And the sound will go like this. Some of sound will go here, unfortunately. Goodbye sound. But some sound will go this way and go here. Uredu? Kyo, you are ready? Kyo, no, you don't do it correctly. Yeah, correct. Ananda Vrindavan. No, don't worry. Not 10 minutes. 7 minutes. what to do, Ananda Vrindavan? We will, you know, by doing always the sitting posture, Vesa is willing to help you. Yes, you can. We need sometimes a friend where we can lean on in life, you know. So you can, when it gets, try, this is very important, we always try to learn. At the end of the Radionats, you will hear when you go like this, sit properly, you know, that is a desired effect. Alright. She is willing to help you in this, in this regard, yeah. Dobro, are we ready? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Siva Sarigo Bhaktavin. Start now, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No, everyone for himself. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm sorry, some of you are doing it very well, but only 80% well. The rest 20 is, the idea is not so much to hear now the Hare Krishna mantra. The idea is to lock your consciousness into the experience of hearing. Am I clear? Experience, how do we say it? Yes. So, how, you know, And your consciousness should be totally locked. Like when you experience, for instance, a nice prasadam, someone asked you, how is this? And you put it in your mouth and then you say, one moment. And you go like, you experience something. You cannot go anywhere else. You cannot even talk, although you like to talk in Croatian language. You cannot, because you have to now experience. So we are now experiencing the sound. It's the new experience. Okay, now please do this 20% also. You're already doing the 80% very nice. Now the extra 20. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Yama Rama Rama Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Yama Rama Rama Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Yama Rama Rama Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Yama Rama Rama Hari Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All right. I just want to tell you something. This evening we will not have an evening program. I thought it's good if I give you a little bit free time to chant maybe in your solitude on your own and try a little bit different techniques which you learn before you go to bed. I think that's very nice that you have your solitude and also that you can go earlier to bed because of tomorrow, that you're well rested. So, but we will do three more exercises which you will need for tomorrow. I want to now request you to do the same thing, not for a whole round, but you will have to now check if when you chant, if your whole mantra is there. The mantra has how many syllables? Really? 16? Or the... syllables. Not 30, not 28. The mantra has exactly 32 syllables. You can count them. Hare Krishna makes 4 syllables. Plus 4, 8. Plus 4 means 12. Plus 4 means... 12 plus 4, please, 16, yes. Plus 4 means 20, plus 4, we are now with Hari Rama, means 24, plus 4 means 28, plus 4 means 32.
Congratulations, Satchinanda Swami.
So, not that you will count now, syllable 1, 2, 3, 4, but you will we will chant a little bit slower than we usually do. First we will all chant together and then we will chant slow in our own way, and we will just be very attentive, concentrated, and see if really all the syllables are there. You will see many times, or if you make a tape recording of your own chanting, you will sometimes find out that not all the syllables are there. But this time, we will make sure all the syllables are there. We will take one more time the help of our hand, because we can hear later. But then don't worry, we will. I also don't like to do this all the time. It's just for now. So, the duty is we listen. So it's a process of listening which takes place. It's a very complicated biological process. Our Bhakti Sanya could tell you. Sanya, do you know out of your head how many functions are there in the process of hearing? I mean, maybe it's not counted like this, but how many bones are in the hearing operation? Or? It's not an examination for your doctor title. Middle ear has 3 bones. The skull is the 4th, and then all the nerves. That's not bones. Many nerves, most probably.
Yes.
Many nerves. It's really like, I mean, to create the ear, to recreate it technically, it's a major challenge. The nerves and all the little things, I mean. So, now we will call this now, this was the telephone chanting, now we will do the detective chanting. How do we say detective? Same. Maybe detektivski. Or, Dobro. All together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you notice now how important it is to use both lips and the tongue? You want to make sure that each syllable is totally there. Use your lips and your tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna, we are almost done. Can you see something is happening in the heart, huh? That we are becoming more concentrated and we become more filled with spiritual sound vibration on deeper levels. There's one other mechanical advice which you could follow. These mechanical things do sometimes help us to make a better experience. And when you feel that you chant and you have no taste, it's most probably because the sound of the holy name is not really there. Then you can make an effort by first doing the Traktaka meditation, then going into experience of just hearing, and then you can do this really checking if the syllables are there. May I ask you a little embarrassing question? Embarrassing, we will become a little ashamed. Is it all right? No, not much. Ricardo is not responding. Is it all right? Good. Who sometimes experiences that when you sit next to someone and you chant and you seem your round is quicker finished than the other and you begin to wonder, am I really counting properly? Do you know this experience? Like I experience this all the time when on my Radionica, I'm often quicker finished. Then you are finished with this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I notice, I'm making this gesture. Please help me. Where are we? I'm already finished, you know, because my fingers are just very like, you know, I've seen when I was in in Persia, they had this little things, you know, the people, and they said something or did not say something. Sometimes it's for nervousness also, I learned. So, there is a reason why we have Japamala. Japamala we usually have made from what? Wood? Tulasi. It says anyone who is in contact with Tulasi gets lubav. Love of Krishna. So, we touch them. We touch them with this finger and this finger, which is the pose for meditation. It's because there is, since ancient times, is known there are some nerves, and when you make like a circuit, Kruger, then that is very good for concentration. Now,
Prabhupada was once asked by my one god brother how we can better concentrate. And he said something which he sometimes does. He does something very interesting with the beads. Now you need to be very, very concentrated to really understand. He chants half of the mantra by moving the beads and the other half of the mantra by having the beads still. I will now show this to you. Please watch me. Watch how I hold the beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. No need to say. You this time you just watch. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. At this moment, I have finished half of the mantra. Now I will chant the second half. I will not move my fingers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now I will start again with the new mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And now comes the second half. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Am I clear? Dobro. So let us please do this now in one voice. We will only do a few mantras, but Amara Hari Nam, is it clear? Is it clear? Mario, is it clear to you? Yes? Dobro. Bagda Lubov, your name is Lubov, isn't it? No? Yes? Hubor. Lyubo. Aha, Lyubo, not Lyubov. But you have a loving heart. So, puno concentratio. By the way, when you concentrate, don't force it like... That will not last very long. Gently bring your mind into focus. Sit properly. You will hear this very often from me. Don't... I hope that when you leave the radio and it's us, you will also... Okay. Budidoba. Fire in the nose. Please start now. So, Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very, very much and want to now conclude this workshop on concentration by making a very, very, very important remark. Please listen very attentively. A concentration ultimately means to become absorbed. And to become absorbed is only possible if our chanting becomes heart deep. Usually we have only lip deep chanting. When we also with these mechanical processes, you can just more or less do all the techniques and just have a lip deep chanting. In human relationships, we have this. In German, there is this word Lippenbekenntnis. Lippenbekenntnis. It means someone with his lips says, I love Jesus. It's a Christian terms. But it doesn't come from the heart. You have this also in Croatian language? Lippenbekenntnis?
some lip deep statement. It's not carried by a mood, not by a conviction. So techniques, concentration techniques, have their place. They are important. They help us to get started, but ultimately we must become absorbed. I have written something in a new book which is called The Secret of Chanting, Nam Rahasya. By chanting without offenses, we move the Lord's heart. But by meditating upon the meaning of the Maha Mantra, we move his heart even more. By prayerful chanting in the mood of urgency and helplessness, we might finally move the Lord to appear in our hearts. We will not be able to enter today into this vast, vast area. We will call it the awakening of the heart, of the spiritual heart. It's something which is reserved for the last full day, that is Friday, of our Japa retreat. I want to say this much. Please, as you are chanting, go into your mind also into the meaning of the mantra. Please accept me. Please accept me, Radha and Krishna. There are beautiful meanings. Which I would like to read to you. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
The first, Hare in Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O Hari, please capture my mind. And free me from material bondage. Then we go to Krishna. Hare, that Krishna. Please, O Krishna, attract my mind by pulling it to you. The many, many meditations. O Krishna, is a later meditation. Please make me devoted to your transcendental name, to your form, qualities, pastimes. And then it goes to, O Radha, Hari means also Radha. Please direct me to do some particular service for you. These are very, very exalted meditations, but we will not learn about this today because it's a different mood and we shouldn't try to learn too much in one, in two radionitsas. You will learn about this on Friday. Sometimes devotees have this meditations, and while they chant, they look at one and they meditate on one. If you want to know where these meditations are, now comes a little reclama. It's in the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, on page
look for something in Radionitsa, I never find it. It's my karma. So I will not even try. It's somewhere here. Another nice meditation which might help you is the fifth shloka of the Shikshastakam. Please repeat with me. Ahi nanda tanu yakin kadam patitang mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava para pankacha stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. No? This verse says,
says, oh, my dear Lord, I have fallen into the ocean of material existence. It is not at all my home and not at all comfortable here. By your kindness, please take me out of this ocean and make me, fix me, or bring me as a, like a piece of dust to your lotus feet. It's very important that we chant in a certain mood. It's not about technique. Spiritual, you know, who of you have visited communication seminars? They always tell you that the techniques which you learn are good to a certain extent, you know. So, your feeling is that somehow you are not getting enough prasadam and this disturbs you. It's called emphatic listening, repeating the others' complaint with the feeling which he has. And this makes you frustrated, isn't it? And the person goes, leave me alone! Because these, when someone approaches you with a certain technique which he has learned in the radionatsa of communication, and you just, yes, it's just too much, you know, you feel like, don't we have any relationship? So when you approach tomorrow Krishna with a certain technique, you know, I've heard loud and loud like this, you know, and then I will do this, and then leave it, and then I will do what else? Fixing my trikuti, you know, on the holy name. Krishna may go like, and he may make your heart like this Gobi Desert, you know, as the, or 12 times as dry as the Gobi Desert, you know. This is not what we try to teach you. We really want that you can get into a certain mood, and the best mood really has been said by Srila Prabhupada, that we should cry for Krishna in a helpless mood like a child. Be honest, you are a fallen soul. You are plagued by the threefold miseries of the mind. I can see some of you who are plagued by the mind. By the body, you know, ishyas and all of that, or bad zuba, bad teeth, you know. We are plagued by the situations in which we find ourselves, by the uncertainties of life. And we are now calling out to Krishna to please again accept us in his, close to him. So this is very important. The techniques are good, are helpful, but they really only support a mood of helpless calling out for Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say that the best mood to chant is what? I'm sorry? The humility. Yes, to be humble. Mm-hmm. Now, after talking the whole day about attention, I want to say something about the question, what if we are not attentive? You will be surprised. It will be different than you expect. Giriraj, now he is Giriraj Maharaj, a very, very deep devotee of Krishna, once went to Srila Prabhupada and told him, Prabhupada, there are some things which you have instructed us to do, and we try to follow these instructions, but we cannot execute them perfectly yet. Now, Prabhupada wants to know what specifically is in Giriraj's mind about an instruction which he can't follow. And he says, how is that? You try to do and then you cannot do it? What? How is this? Giriraj, like chanting attentively. Sometimes we try to chant attentively, but we just can't fix our mind. Now, Prabhupada answers this dilemma. I think we all know this dilemma. He said, that is not a fault.
What? Not a fault?
Yes. Listen, continue, please, to listen. Suppose you are trying to do something, and due to your inexperience, you sometimes fail. Fail means it's not successful. That is not a fault. You are trying. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says that the devotee may be trying his best, but due to his incapability, he sometimes fails. Krishna excuses the devotee. It does not mean that a failing devotee is faulty. Faulty means full of mistakes. But he must repent for that. How do we say repent? Iscupite. Repent means to feel sorry, really, in the heart. Yeah. But we must repent for that. I was failing. I've done this. And you should try to avoid in the future as far as possible to repeat the mistake. Those, however, who are doing willingly something, they are not excused. When they think that on the strength that because I am chanting, I may commit all this nonsense now, it will be nullified. That is the greatest offense. Isn't that nice? Krishna is not there like the doctor in your computer exam, a programming examination, or your economical examination, or your doctor examination. And if you don't know the answer, they give you, I'm sorry, you will get a bad mark for this failure. If you're sometimes not so perfect, no problem. As long as we try to be perfect. Because, see, it is, again, it's a relationship with God. And even the Father, Vijay Goranga and Jayanti are fathers of two children. I mean, when the children do some, they try, but it doesn't work out, and no problem, you know, isn't it? Even a human father or human mother has that type of mood. So when you're not always fully attentive, but you're trying and you don't make it into a fashion, you know, that, or a habit, inattentive chanting, then don't always feel like offense. I did an offense. That will blockade you in your relationship. Don't you know when you have a relationship with someone and you're too fearful in the relationship, then you can never express what is in your sritza. You're always, I hope I don't make a mistake. You can never be natural. So you should be attentive. And you should not think that this very, I think the Prabhupada quoted this verse. I do know this verse, which Prabhupada refers to. It's in the 11th canto where Krishna says to Uddhava, my devotee knows that sense gratification leads to a miserable result, but he's sometimes not able to give it up. Krishna says, no problem, my devotee should remain happy, because if he continues to listen about me, soon he will be able to give up that mistake. Huh? So, you can relate this verse to chanting. You may know that you should be attentive all the time,
and but sometimes you are simply not able. You are disturbed, and maybe your neighbor is too loud for your acoustics, and what else is there? Oh, you're hungry, maybe, or the verses, you are so tired, and you are so absolutely sleepy, and you try everything here. Water in the face, and you jump into the ocean to be awake. You stand on your hand, and you eat two sweets, and all the tricks which are there. There are about 50 tricks to become awake. The most painful is to pressure this acupuncture point. Then, Krishna, Krishna, it doesn't work. And you, again, you slept. Then don't feel that now Krishna will bring his spear down on you. Try. So, now I'm really silent. Don't worry. I will just tell you some important informations for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very important day for our Japa retreat. I sincerely request all of you, before you go to bed or in the evening, to become aware. You will have now free time to do anything. Maybe someone needs to wash or wants to go a little in the nature and so on. This, you have all the time to do this now. But please make a determination in your heart. It's called a sankalpa. Okay, tomorrow I will go for the quantity. It's very important that you go into the bed, that is what we have heard, with this sankalpa. Tomorrow, when you wake up, okay, the alarm clock was ringing. I will not ignore it, like I might do on normal days, or kill my alarm clock. today, I will get up, and I will chante, si vous plaît. I will chant. It's nice to start early. I would recommend to you that by 5 o'clock, around 5 o'clock, you're here in the temple room. It's also nice to chant in the temple room with in the beginning, and then we have the same program, 7 o'clock morning program with everyone, and then 7:30 a lecture. And then we have a surprise, which I will not tell you. And then we have a whole day free, dedicated for this. And then after the day is over, that is in the evening, we will have a meeting. We won't have workshops throughout the day. We will have maybe one inspirational meeting with some nice verses, which will put some devotion in our hearts. It will be very brief and short. Maybe we will still have to think about it. But then in the evening we have a wonderful Ishta Gosti, sharing of experiences and asking questions. I experienced this. What do you think? It will be a very important and very nice and loving evening amongst Vaishnavas. So tomorrow is the day of experience for all of us. You will spend time with Krishna. You may discover your greatest friend tomorrow, who was so dobro. I will end here. I want to ask Govindanandan and Adya and one representative of the kitchen. It's maybe, I think, Sundarananda, you are overseeing this affair. Like this, and then and then Bhaktin Besa, bitte komm auch. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Thai ki jai, Shri Nam Prabhu ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.